Aries, March 20th through April 19th. The first sign of the zodiac wheel arrives with quite a bang. Aries, god of war in the ancient Greek myth, brings destruction of the old forms and positive change for the future. Also called the manifester, this type of consciousness has a male polarity, yang, mental, doing approach to life. Again to reiterate, male is yang, thinking polarity, and female is yin, feeling polarity. The red, fiery, vibrant energy associated with this sign is reflected as well in the spring equinox quality of renewal, nature bursting forth with sudden growth and manifestation. Called the child of the zodiac, the ram is an optimistic, yet aggressive, warlike, feisty person whose key phrase is, I am, for no one else is as important than the Aries personality, or so he or she may think. Fantastic at initiating a new action, the Aries can fall short sometimes when persistence or a long-term effort is required to complete something. This childlike person would rather move on and try out the next newest toy rather than finish what it had previously started. The part of the body which is associated with Aries is the head, for it is their intense power of the mind which is their focus. However, too active a mind can be the pitfall for this mentally quick, cardinal, which means fast acting, strong, masculine behavior. Often restless at night, a mind which is constantly thinking and never peaceful has a tendency to cause insomnia. A daily sporting activity is essential, therefore, to burn up this mental energy with an exhaustive doing activity that expends this heightened energy. If great energy is not released during the day through such a physical sport, the mind will take over and literally drive the person nuts at night into the wee hours, thinking, thinking, and more thinking. Being a fire sign, the Aries is in touch with the fifth dimension, the spirit plane, having just emerged from it being the first sign of the zodiac. As numero uno, an Aries will fundamentally have a deep sense of being alone, the arrow out of the egg of creation. The character, signifying the male sex, happens to be the iconic emblem too for the planet Mars, Aries' ruling governing body of consciousness. Since the sign is associated with the number one, the numeral reveals fundamentally the qualities of the sign, which are firmness, rigidity, a lack of flexibility, as well as the fast piercing arrow. It is a true phallic symbol, just as the number one is written, and as hard as the horn of the ram suggests. The planet Mars, named after the Roman god of war too, is also called the angry red planet. This reveals the Aries trait of a human who is in a mentally controlled, male state of denial of his feeling center, especially anger or rage. The red light energy wheel of the body at the base of the spine, also called the root or survival chakra, is the seat of power. Chakra means wheel in Sanskrit. The Aries has created in the past, and therefore stored in the emotional body, great amounts of this powerful, low vibrational red light energy. This repressive state of male control is, however, often used by spirit in order to maneuver a better reality down here in the physical plane. The earth plane is intrinsically in a state of locked form and denial too. It is man's blocked anger, unexpressed because of fear and judgment, which has densified reality. It is the mind which is symbolized by the negative dark force of the forked-tongued serpent in the Eden myth. Creating whispers of self-doubt, the snake persuades Adam to eat the fruit of his feminine rage, as symbolized by his inner Eve's action of denial, rather than expressing it out. That repressive state ultimately blocks the self and causes dis-ease and distraction. The symbol of the forked-tongued animal reveals how mental judgments towards anything as good or bad, anger in this case, splits the self into duality. The act of judging some aspect of creation as unacceptable, it just should not be, causes the self to feel alone. The internal response then is to pull away, ultimately separating from universal consciousness. Aries, the initiator of the zodiac, is the prodigal son leaving the enveloping arms of light, love, and spirit to bravely explore darkness, fear, and physical form. Voltaire's novel, Candide, represents this mythic story, the archetype fool on his long journey with nothing on his back but a small bindle on a rod, as the character is often visually depicted. The eccentric tutor in the tale, Dr. Pangloss, explains, "All's for the best in this best of all possible worlds." That is his light-hearted response to the main character, Candide, who asks, "Why does life have to be this way?" In other words, The message from the teacher of metaphysics is to stop judging any part of reality, for it simply has to be the way it is for the greatest good. In the book, Dr. Pangloss describes himself as a professor of metaphysico-theologo-cosmolonagology and a self-proclaimed optimist, a common Aries trait too. The Aries, though, so full of stored anger, often has no problem expressing out his red fruit of the mental tree of judgment. In most cases, by doing so, this strong male force will ultimately cause that blocked energy to move and release for everyone that is exposed to its powerful expression. Generally speaking, Aries is not afraid to release the red held within. Being brave and determined to get what it wants, the Aries will push until others release their feelings as well. It is the spoiled child who advantageously helps the parent release stress too, at times, by being naughty and selfish, forcing the mother or father figure to ultimately vent their stored charge of denial that has been building up over time. The ram is fast to fire up and fast as well to burn out, like the actions of the element of fire. In fact, he or she will have a broad smile on their face just moments later after a fight, wondering why everyone else is disturbed and still reacting to the earlier conflict. That can be a bit arrogant, a somewhat common trait too of this sign. It is not just a coincidence that both the word arrogant and the name Aries begins with the same two letters. The first letter represents this type of A personality, unaware of his effect, void of feelings. And the second letter, R, adds vibrations of rage that this type of lack of self-awareness frequently causes. The March Aries tends to be more sympathetic, though, being born at the end of the month of Pisces. But those who have a birth date in April often exhibit more of this type of arrogant, "it's all about me" behavior. As to the energetic, enthusiastic quality of this sign, it is a reward for the Aries soul who in the past physical incarnation courageously acted in some way that helped others out of difficulty, or possibly even death. In other words, they saved someone's life through some act of bravery. However, this higher frequency, mentally buzzy energy is a great challenge to control and govern properly. It does, however, bring rejuvenation to the physical body throughout life. An Aries commonly will maintain a youthful appearance, even into their twilight years. But this very active mental yang energy is often too much to handle for the more childlike, simple approach of the Aries consciousness. Again, referring to them as a fire sign suggests someone who is spiritually bent. For in spirit, we are basically a being of light and fire. The spirit plane of existence can see the big picture overview looking down, and therefore uses Aries to manifest what they wish to create for the future. That is why the blowing of the shofar is used to initiate any Orthodox Jewish event or ceremony. It is the ram's horn used to mirror Aries' helpful energy to bring forth, like at the start of spring, what man, universal co-creator, wishes to form into being. A leader at heart, the Aries will often feel out there alone, in front, which can present a paradox of courage and insecurity to be present. "Come with me and I will lead the way" is their motto in life, which is a double-edged sword of responsibility and leadership, tempered with, "oh no, now it's all on my shoulders." The ram can be the classic entrepreneurial type, beginning a new enterprise. By coincidence, the actor William Shatner, who is in real life an Aries, born March 22, 1931, reflected this playful, brave soul who captains the appropriately named Starship Enterprise to explore strange new worlds. On the downside, having such an active, doing, male approach to reality does not lend itself best to a balanced self. The complexity of the yin energy of feelings is still not incorporated fully enough into their consciousness in order for them to trust their own more vulnerable feelings. It is often just too much to cope with for the childlike, simple way of life that the Aries expresses openly. They are what you see, for the hidden and complex feminine is so new to them. Anger comes easily, but sorrow or warmth of the heart can be a challenge, since Aries' mind literally judge the genteel feelings as just not butch enough for them. They feel if they let down their guard into that softer stuff, that all is lost in losing their firm mental control. And as a result, the Aries will be looking for love from everyone else instead of using their own heart or feeling center to support and nourish the soul. This sign fundamentally looks outside of the self rather than peering inwardly. There is no question that having an Aries in the group will brighten up any event. However, this playful, teasing, happy-go-lucky sun sign sports only on the mental plane, and often finds repellent the complexity of the feminine aspect. The feelings are a bother, boring, dreary, or just a waste of time in their view, simply taking the fun out of life and require too much effort to sort out thoroughly. And as a result, like an impatient child who loses interest fast, this busy, active sign often moves on to play with the next toy, or off he or she goes to join the next exciting party that they perceive to be on the horizon, in order to boldly go where no man has gone before. End transmission.